Hello, everybody. This is Sharon Lucero, owner of podcast Why Are So Many People Broken? Today I was reading something interesting called Working with Your Chakras, written by Ruth White. There are a few key things I want to talk about, but I want to actually read this one piece that I thought was so interesting. So basically, chakras are your energy points. You have your root chakra, which is your major one. You have the sacral chakra. Then you have your solar plex chakra, the heart chakra, the throat chakra, the brow chakra, the crown chakra. These are your main chakras and their energy points. And basically what it's saying is that your life will not go right unless your chakras are in sync. So going with the root chakra, that is your main one. It controls all of them. So if your root chakra is not functioning properly, then most likely your life's not going to be functioning properly either. Some people just naturally key into it, and then other people have to work hard, such as me. Anyway, I did want to read this one piece I thought was absolutely amazing. So they're talking about the element of life. It says that many of our ancestors in some of the so-called pagan religions have been concerned with the privilege of life, with understanding Earth, its rhythms and promise of abundance and manifestation. And at times the message is slowly coming through that our planet is being threatened, poisoned, and polluted by our lack of respect for it. People need to understand if the Earth dies, so does mankind. I thought that that was a really good point to bring out. And that's something I know that I've been writing about for years, and you know, for a while that I was really working hard with children on that, and I try every now and then, you know, to give my piece still, even though I'm not really doing, you know, as much work in it. Also, they were talking about how children learn, you know, from infant to the age 3 and then 3 to 5 and so on and so on. At the age 5 is when you really start to develop the root chakra. Now, at the age 5, I had a bad accident, and it impacted a lot of things in my life, such as not being able to read and understand what I read. That's been a huge problem. Sometimes directions are confusing, and, you know, different things like that, and it's very hard, especially when I was going through college. Also, because of this brain damage I had, there's a total disconnect between my right side and my left side. So most people can learn how to think both analytically and creatively. I can't do that at all. In fact, to be honest with you, I don't really think there's any analytical in me. I'm not really sure. Maybe I just stopped using that side of my brain. I don't know, but I'm creative. But then after that, not so much. So let's just say when I was going to school, algebra was not my favorite subject. In fact, I failed it 5 times. I did tutoring for 6 hours a week on top of working 2 jobs, training the United States Coast Guard, and going to college to graduate. It was not fun. And, you know, eventually I almost gave up getting a degree because it was so stressful. And then, of course, I transferred colleges to a real college level, and that's when I was able to pass it. But believe me, it did not come without pain. Now, most people think algebra is, you know, just a pain in the tush. For me, it was so threatening. Like I said, I was going to walk away. I almost had a breakdown. Anyway, the other thing that they were talking about is, you know, play for children. When children learn how to play, that's how they learn. So, you know, when they're climbing, they're learning how to move effectively. when they're counting, they're learning numbers and how to put numbers together. When they're painting, they're learning all kinds of things. And they're mostly learning perception. When children are allowed to do this, starting at, again, toddler up, their lives are going to be more effective, as opposed to a child that maybe just sits down and, I don't know, plays video games, watches TV, or just stays at home and does nothing. Building Legos is extremely important because they also have learned how to do structures, they learn how to build, they learn how to connect things. All of these things are a part of learning. To us, it's just fun and play. To them, it's more knowledge. So, getting back to what Ruth White was saying is that we need to, you know, allow children to do things within a safe level and allow them to learn. And hopefully their chakras will always remain strong. Anyway, I'm going to be reading more about this. Oh, and one more thing. So the colors for the root chakra is red or green. They complement each other. So if you know how to meditate and you just want to visualize those two colors, then that's a part of healing. And just try to, you know, see it as a bright color, not like a dull one. And try to like imagine like sunlight going through it and back. And that'll heal the root chakra. And I will continue to read more on these chakras. Thank you and have a good day.